Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Ayin on Masech de Zvach. Some of the topics we're learning about include the source for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Shchitas u'Malika's Treifa mitamen beveis abliya. If the kohen did Malika on an Oif Kachim or Shchita on an Oif Chulin, and then discovered that the bird is a Treifa, the bird becomes Tamei, and the Malika and Shchita do not remove Tumas Nevela. This is derived from the superfluous word Treifa in the Pasuk, v'chol nefesh asher techel nevelo Treifa. The discussion, the drush of the word treif in the pasuk v'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa yasa l'chom malacha v'ochol lo techlu. The behemoth became nevela or treifa, the fats are tar and permitted for use, and there is no tumas nevela. And the source is that this heter of chelav ta'ira applies only to behemoth ta'ira, but not to a behemoth tmeya, not to chayat ta'ira. The machlik is in Reb Meir's opinion of malik v'nimtzis treifa eina mitama beveis abliya. If the kohen did malika on an oif kachim and then discovered that the bird is a treifa, there is no tumas nevela. Whether this applies only to betimimin, if the treifa bird did not have a blemish, or even to bebali mumin, va'avazin b'tam le'goylin, if the treifa bird had a blemish, or it was a goose or hen that were kachim, but are not eligible for a carbon. Egla rufa, if a Jew is found murdered in the field in Eretz Yisrael and it is not known who killed him, the Torah requires an egla rufa to atone for his death. The elders of the city closest to the corpse must bring a calf and decapitate it with a blow to the back of its neck. They then wash their hands and state, Yedeinu leishavchu es adam hazeh ve'einenu leiro. This statement includes the point that the dead man had not been sent off without proper provisions and personal accompaniment. They then beg Hashem for forgiveness for the innocent blood that was spilled as they recite the pasuk, Kaper la'amchi yisrael ha'shapatis Hashem, v'atitin dam noki b'kerbecha.